NPR's business news starts with more cutbacks in the airline industry. As the price of oil keeps rising, it's now about $135 a barrel. American Airlines has announced its biggest cuts in service since 9/11. It's also adding a new baggage fee. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
American Airlines CEO says the industry wasn't built to withstand oil prices that are this high. Eight other airlines have already filed for bankruptcy this year, and five have quit flying altogether. David Castlevetter of the Air Transport Association says airline fuel prices have more than tripled since the year 2000, while airline ticket prices have barely budged.
Every time we see the price of fuel go up a dollar, this industry absorbs about $465 million in additional expenses.
American is hoping to recoup part of its additional fuel cost with a new surcharge of $15 for a checked bag. The charge goes into effect with tickets purchased starting June 15th. Castlevetter says this kind of charge is a way for airlines to raise revenue without having to raise overall fares.
The customers have said, if I don't want a meal, don't charge me for it. If I don't travel with checked luggage, don't charge me for it. So the carriers have stripped away a lot of those services, and now they're charging you for it.
Some air travelers may prefer this a la carte pricing, but not Mark Stadenbauer, who was getting off an American Airlines flight in Chicago yesterday. He thinks the extra charge on checked suitcases could backfire.
It's going to be more stuff that goes into the plane, people jamming bags up top. One bag checked is actually good for the plane rather than having people carry everything on and filling up the overhead space.
And it's not just the overhead bins that are getting more crowded. American is planning to eliminate about 11% of its daily flights beginning in October. The Air Transport Association's Castlevetter says the announcement of the cutback comes at a time when planes are already flying about 85% full.
You know, especially in key markets, heavily traveled popular markets, going in and out of Florida, for example, you know, oftentimes you'll find every seat on every airplane full.
By eliminating flights and parking up to 85 planes, American expects to save on fuel and labor costs. As planes get more crowded, the airline industry as a whole will be in a better position to raise ticket prices. That's not good news for the corporate travelers that Bill Connors represents at the National Business Travel Association, but he acknowledges airlines don't have much choice.
They've cut costs everywhere they could cut, and it still hasn't paid off for them because of the oil situation. So, yeah, we are very aware that there are going to be some pricing implications over the next few months as long as oil stays where it's at.
Connors notes that even as they scale back on domestic service, airlines are not scrapping the international routes that are in growing demand with business travelers.
Big corporations, to be competitive, they need to be in places like Brazil and China and India. They need to be in the emerging markets. So we don't think that travel is going to decline, and that's what I think the airlines are betting on, too.
It's those emerging markets and their growing demand for oil that's helping to keep the cost of jet fuel sky high. Scott Horsley, NPR News.